Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, September 21st, 2018. I'm Mary Sherman. We are covering stories from around the nation, including a victory for safety for nuclear site workers. President Trump chastises Republicans for not securing border wall funding, and a predicted spike in population fuels concerns about the need for care. Our top story, workers at the country's most contaminated nuclear site scored a win for safety in court this week. Eric Tegedoff has more from Southwest Washington.
Washington State, the Steam and United Association of Plumbers and Steam Fitters Local 598, and oversight group Hanford Challenge reached a settlement with the U.S. Department of Energy on a 2015 case over exposure to hazardous vapors that made workers sick. But head of Hanford Challenge Tom Carpenter says this isn't the kind of settlement where papers are signed and everyone walks away.
More along the lines of, here are the things you need to do. It's almost like parole, right, where you've got to keep out of trouble. But in this case, it's satisfy a number of conditions, all designed to advance protection for the Hanford workers as they're able to with new technologies.
More than 50 million gallons of radioactive waste are stored in tanks under the Hanford site. Carpenter says one key provision in the settlement requires the federal government to install technology that can detect and destroy toxic vapors in those tanks. Currently, workers are required to wear respirators. The Department of Energy says this settlement acknowledges its extensive actions to protect workers.
President Trump criticized Republicans on Thursday for not including funding for the southern border wall in a bill passed by the Senate this week. The $854 billion bill funds the military and other civilian agencies for the next year. It also includes a short-term fix to keep the government open into December. GOP leaders have said they would prefer to tackle the border wall after the November midterms. After a few days' wait, FEMA officials are in eastern North Carolina today, assessing the damage done by Hurricane Florence and creating the infrastructure to address the need. But local community groups are already several steps ahead of them. They include the North Carolina Hurricane Relief Effort and Community Rapid Response Network. The collective is made up of organizations that are no strangers to the people most in need of help. Courtney Patterson is helping coordinate their effort.
The reason we were able to reach these people because we were already in touch with them prior to this storm. And we realized that we needed to come together in solidarity with the people who are affected and to try to provide and meet their needs.
The network is made up of people from Eastern NC Table, the Environmental Justice Network, and the Farm Labor Organizing Committee, along with other grassroots groups. Patterson says they began preparing early last week, speaking with community groups from Hurricane Harvey about best practices for helping people. People are living longer in the U.S., but a new report says the trend comes with major health care challenges. We get the story from Tramiel Gomes in Virginia.
This foreshadows a greater need for assisted living, which the report notes many Virginia families can't afford. The average nursing care facility with a private room costs close to $95,000 a year, which ranks in the less pricey bottom half nationally. Assisted living is around $54,000 a year, which ranks 11th. For Wendy Fox Grage, a co-author of AARP's Across the State study, the statistics indicate one surefire trend.
You're going to see, over time, less caregivers per person who needs care.
The study predicts the population under age 65 will flatline in comparison, rising by only about 12% by 2050.
Meanwhile, Alzheimer's disease and related dementias in the U.S. are expected to double by 2060, affecting nearly 14 million older Americans, according to a new study. These latest findings, though similar to other estimates of the diseases and their growth, particularly focus on expected increases in minority populations. Non-Hispanic whites are expected to have the most Alzheimer's and dementia cases in the next decades, but those increases are expected to slow down and even out around 2030, while the disease among minority populations is expected to keep growing. Three people were killed Thursday in a workplace shooting in Maryland, along with a female shooter who took her own life. Several others were wounded in the incident, which officials believe was related to a work grievance. The NRA will hold its final National Police Shooting Championship in Albuquerque next week after the mayor called the event a bad fit for the community. Ross Brown has the latest.
Per a contract obligation, the event will go on as usual September 24th through the 26th, but next year it will have to find a new home. Miranda Viscoli with the group New Mexicans to Prevent Gun Violence says Albuquerque police have been involved in multiple shooting deaths in recent years, and she believes the shooting championship is insensitive to those who have lost family members.
The NRA is an extremist organization that promotes racism, fear-mongering, and violence. And also, we shouldn't be using our city resources to help fund their events. There is no reason why we should be giving the NRA a dime.
The NRA has held the event in Albuquerque since 2007, but Mayor Tim Keller argued that the city needs to spend money on fighting crime, especially gun violence.
Starting today, you can freeze your credit for free. In the wake of the massive data breach last year at Equifax that exposed personal information for about 148 million Americans, Congress amended the Fair Crediting Report Act to require reporting agencies to freeze reports for no charge. Some states had already required credit agencies to lift the charge, but the new law makes placing, lifting, and permanently removing freezes free, no matter where you live. Thanks for newsin' and cruisin' with us. I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.